Hello.
Hello.
Hi, it's Freya.
Hello, this is George, and I'm calling you from the security department of the Visa MasterCard. So, how are you doing today, Maria?
I am well. How are you?
I'm fine, too. Thank you for asking. So, this is a verification call that did you authorize any sort of an overseas payment this morning?
I think that was from Paul, and then there was a daughter, and I thought that was by Christmas.
From which site? Or which application?
Paul Edition. I bought some ink. I bought some notebooks from, it's a daughter and something.
All right.
But I thought it was an Australian branch.
Right. I'm talking about the iDon't Give vouchers that you purchased this morning.
Gift vouchers? I don't remember.
Gift cards, yes.
Gift cards.
Apart from you, who else have an authorization to deal with your account?
And the card, but I don't think he uses it.
All right. And when was the last time that you accessed your internet banking, ma'am? Yes.
It's probably been a little while because of the changeover of the card.
All right. Not an issue then. What happened, ma'am? As I can see, your IP location is not showing where it should be. It just got compromised. That's why you are not getting any notification, right? For the transaction that, you have been trying to purchase for the gift card. Okay?
Okay. I've been driving, so I may not have seen a notification, but I certainly haven't tried to purchase anything since about 2 a.m.
All right. Just don't worry. Just hold the line. We'll confirm you. Okay? Just be there, ma'am.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, thanks for staying connected. You are speaking to James Watson, and I do believe my co-colleague has explained you the reason of this call, right?
So who are you?
This is James here. We are calling you from the ACSC, Australia Cyber Security Center. And I do believe my co-colleague has explained you the reason of this call, why we have given this call to you.
I do not know why I would be speaking to you from the Cyber Security Center, though.
Okay, well, the reason you are getting this call is because have you tried to purchase any gift card today morning using your details in another IP address? You don't purchase, right? That's the reason you are getting this call, because today morning around 11:15, we have received the notification of 2 gift cards using your details. And we found suspicious about this because these all activities have done from a different IP address. And that's the thing which we found suspicious, and we are giving you to call that you are doing it or not. If you are not doing this, we will go ahead and cancel the transaction, because as of now, this transaction on hold. So, have you shared any of your personal information to anyone recently?
No.
No. And have you connected any of your device to any public Wi-Fi?
I use the hotel Wi-Fi a few days. Oh, God,
Any public Wi-Fi?
Sorry, I was driving.
I understand.
Other day.
Because why I'm asking you, these are the high chance from where your personal information can be steal. Because in the public Wi-Fi, there are many people are connected, and also the bad people or hackers are connected on that. If they are getting any chance to steal any of the information from anyone, they are stealing that and they are using that to purchase online gift cards. Now, I want you to show you that IP address which you have detected today morning that shows us United States of California, and you are residing at Australia. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I want you to please check your IP address location. Have you checked your IP address location recently, where it was showing you?
I do not, but I normally get contacted by the bank directly.
They are sending you the emails and notifications, the messages regarding this, but you are not getting this because the IP address which has been changed, it shifted to somewhere else. I want to show you. Once your IP address will come back to your place, you will be getting all the notifications because, see, the transaction which has been done from them, if you get the transaction details or any messages, you will be aware and maybe you will call to the cybersecurity or maybe you will report a case. But here, what they are doing, they have shifted your IP location so that you will not be aware about what is going on behind you. I want you to see your IP address details right now, have a check, where does it show you, and don't read out any of the information over the phone, you just take it from your side. Do you have a Google on your phone?
I do.
Okay, open up the Google and type over there, my 1P address country. Just search for it, you will see your details over there. It's my. Have you typed my?
Yes.
Then space numeric 1, the figure 1, and then P as in Peter.
Sorry, can you?
It's
I'm
my.
Getting an assertion.
It's my 1P. Then space address, then space country. And then search for it, you will see something will come up says IP address information. Do you see that?
Sorry,
you are saying something. Go ahead.
Sorry, I'm just. I'm just trying to check that you are who you say you are.
Okay, I'll tell you once again. Are you on the Google page right now?
I was on the Google page.
Okay, go on to Google again.
Okay.
Now, in the Google search page, type my, M-Y, my.
Yes.
Then space, number 1. And then P as in Peter. Then space address, 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 and then space country, country, country. My 1P address country, and then
go ahead.
They are using multiple cards, ma'am. In that card, your card is also involved. That is starting with 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay, I'm going to talk with the bank directly, if that's okay.
Well, already your bank has tried to reach you, but you have not given any response because you have not got any of the notifications from them. That's the reason you are getting this call. And if you, when you are going to call up the bank, again call the bank.